Welcome to Liquor and Liqueur Connoisseur, where I drink, discuss, and discover the world of distilled spirits. I'm your host, Matt Burchard.
This is episode 120, and I'm drinking Everclear. With each episode of Liquor and Liqueur Connoisseur, you should expect that I'll be well-researched and educational, also entertaining and consistent in my reviews. I'm not entirely sure why I chose Everclear to feature on this episode. I've got other bottles waiting in the wings, so to speak. But for every episode I do on this podcast, I do try to find a spirit that has a story to tell, and Everclear has that. So let's dive in. The bottle I have for the tasting is Everclear. It is 75 milliliters, and this is 95% alcohol by volume, or 190 proof. And it retails for the low price of $21. The bottle is a stock glass mold. It's very simple, clear glass, cylindrical, with a slightly pronounced shoulder and foot to protect the label if bottles were to be in contact. The shoulder rounds nicely to a neck that allows you to carry it in one hand. A brass-colored plastic closure caps the bottle. Labeling is predominantly blue with brass-colored accents that match the closure of the bottle. I'd describe it as modern. This version of the labeling hails from 2018, when the brand underwent a bit of a redesign and repositioning in the market. More on that in history. The top and bottom of the front label features two narrow brass-colored bars, and the top contains the text, "Extract, Infuse, Fortify." The bottom band has the text, "Highest Quality." The largest text on the label overall is the word Everclear in all caps, rendered in white. 190 proof is below this. Arched above and below to make a circle is a line that reads, "Made in the United States, distilled from American grain." Centered above the large word Everclear is the Everclear diamond logo. This is a pinched red logo with white letters jammed inside, it's spelling Everclear. At the bottom of the front label in large brass type is grain alcohol. A thin line is below this with the text LF4587, and then in larger text below, 95% alcohol by volume. The LF4587 text, I can't determine what that is. I spent a bunch of time on Google trying to figure it out and even read labeling requirements from the TTB in an attempt to figure out if it was some requirement. But I'm throwing up my hands at this point and moving on. If you know the meaning of the LF4587 below grain alcohol, please let me know. It seems too prominent on the label just to have no meaning. The neck label is similarly blue and features all in the brass color the text Everclear in the diamond logo along with Made in USA, Highest Quality. The back label is small, blue, with white text and contains the barcode and required government warning, plus this text. With a neutral profile and a unique ability to extract flavor, Everclear is your liquid canvas. A clean slate and an open invitation to make it your own. The URL, makeityourown.com, is reversed out of white. Below the government warning in a red bar is the warning, "Warning, flammable liquid, handle with care." All right, so let's get into it. Honestly, I was considering not trying this right out of the bottle. I taste all my spirits neat, which is undiluted room temperature, right out of the bottle. But this being 95% ABV, it is essentially pure ethanol. I thought maybe I shouldn't, but for the sake of consistency, let's give it a go. And so for consistency's sake, I will be tasting Everclear with a clean Glencairn glass, though I'm using a wee Glencairn, which is a smaller version of the glass. I'm not going to try much of this. A Glencairn is a whiskey nosing glass. It's tulip-shaped, allows you to see the spirit, nose the spirit, and of course, taste the spirit. So let's crack it open. Plastic screw cap. Let's see what we get. Just a little click. Comes right off. Little wee Glencairn. Let's give it a tiny pour. Ooh, a little gurgle. As you would suspect from the name Everclear, this is clear as water. There's no color to it at all. On the nose is pure ethanol. It's not an unpleasant smell. It is just ethanol. It's mild. All right, let's go for a taste. It's going to taste of fire, I suspect. It just burns and it turns to vapor. Woo! Okay, I'm salivating here. Hello. All right, let's go for another little taste. Honestly, I just got that on my lips and it just disappears. You can feel it more than taste it. It has a taste of ethanol, so you can taste the alcohol. It's not an unpleasant flavor. It tastes like a strong vodka, which essentially tastes of ethanol in the water. I've done several episodes on vodkas where the minerality of the water is really what you're tasting, I think. For Everclear, I mean, obviously, I would not recommend that you just, this is not a sipping spirit. That's not the intended use for it. It's not overly offensive, although it does have that antiseptic effect because it is so high proof. It is just pure, straight ethanol. I've got a touch left. I'm going to just down that and then we're going to move on to history here. Yeah, you feel it almost more than you taste it. There's hardly any viscosity to it. It feels very light on the mouth feel for it. Yeah, it just instantly goes away. It's not even like you have to swallow it. It's either absorbed just straight through your mouth or, I mean, if you had a larger drink of it, you would have to swallow it. But the small tastes, it just sort of disappears. And now on to the history. Some listeners may be surprised to learn that Everclear is a brand name with a registered trademark. However, it has achieved such common use as to have become eponymous of its category. Simply put, Everclear is what most people know high-proof grain alcohol as, even if sold under a different brand name. It's all Everclear to most. Everclear is not the first branded grain alcohol to have been marketed. That honor likely goes to Graves Grain Alcohol, made since 1860 in Boston, Massachusetts. Everclear is certainly the most successful and famous. Estimates put Everclear's share of the grain alcohol market around 80%. And when I'm referring to the category of grain alcohol, I'm specifically referring to high-proof, essentially pure ethanol for beverage use that was distilled from grain. In the spirits industry, this may be referred to as grain-neutral spirit or simply neutral spirit, and it's commonly sold in bulk by large manufacturers as an ingredient, sometimes the only ethanol component, in a finished spirit where the purchaser will change it through blending, aging, etc., and bottle into their final product. It's not vodka. Though, if cut with pure water down to 40% ABV, essentially it is a grain vodka. Listen to episode 115 on Tito's Handmade Vodka for insight. More correctly, grain alcohol could be viewed as a whiskey if we're categorizing based upon source material for the distillation. Everclear is owned by Luxco, an American beverage alcohol company whose mission statement begins with, Luxco is a consumer products company that is mindful of the past, yet focused on the future. The past for Luxco begins in 1958 when partners Paul Lux and David Sherman Sr. formed the David Sherman Corporation, or DSC for short, as a private label bottler to serve the needs of distributors, wholesalers, and retailers, according to their website. In 2006, DSC rebranded itself to Luxco as a tribute to their founder, Paul Lux. I can only speculate as to why a partnership was named for one founder and then nearly half a century later renamed for the other. Luxco sounds luxurious to me, and maybe that's why the company was renamed, in an effort to reflect premiumization. In any case, Luxco itself is, as of 2021, a division of MGP Ingredients, a huge volume producer previously known as Midwest Grain Products. MGP Ingredients got their start in 1941, producing grain-neutral spirits for industrial purposes and the war effort. This was during World War II. But Everclear didn't start with either MGP Ingredients or Luxco. Everclear appears to have become a brand as part of the holdings of American Distilling Company, a firm that was founded in 1892 but is now defunct. The trademark for Everclear was registered in 1950 by American Distilling Company, but several sources seem to prove the brand had been born decades before. Multiple 1922 editions of the Druggist's Circular, a periodical for what we'd call pharmacists today, lists Everclear as a neutral alcohol available from American Distilling Company. There's even a small ad for it on the cover of the January 1922 issue, with the text below the product name that reads, "Superior to the USP standard." In September issues, text reads, "Everclear grain alcohol is offered by the American Distilling Company as being of higher grade than required by the pharmacopoeia." Later in the same issue, Everclear is mentioned again. This time it reads, "For mechanical, medicinal, scientific, and manufacturing purposes only, the American Distilling Company of Perkins, Illinois, is offering its Everclear alcohol, which it says is superior to the pharmacopoeial article. Tadco denatured alcohol is also a product of the company's." My thanks to Google for having digitized these old periodicals and other researchers who went before me to show me the way, proving to me that Everclear as a brand dates to at least 1922, making Everclear more than a century old. Now, Prohibition was in full effect in the USA in 1922, so the marketing of Everclear as a pharmaceutical product makes a lot of sense and seems to specifically exclude it as a beverage alcohol, unless classified as medicinal. It would be post-Prohibition in 1936 when there's a news article about the American Distilling Company where Everclear is listed alongside whiskey, gin, and rum, implying that it was for beverage use. Thus, the 1950 trademark date seems to be when American Distilling Company got around to legally protecting the brand via a registered trademark. The Everclear brand would be sold by American Distilling Company in 1981 to DSC, Luxco's earlier name. As far as I can tell, the brand was not sold because it was in distress. It may have been the opposite. After Prohibition, Everclear grew a following organically without the parent company advertising it. Distributors and retailers of Everclear did advertise the product, but it seems American Distilling Company never participated in these promotions. The product sort of sold itself. Having the benefit of being bottled at essentially the practical limit for proof, it's the strongest stuff you can buy. And it's always been an inexpensive product, so it represents tremendous value for the dollar for its intoxicating effects. Drinkers throughout the decades, particularly college fraternities, have used Everclear for just such a purpose, making it a frequent ingredient in punches. Said to add more punch to your punch, Everclear was featured in a 1950s-era mix known as Purple Passion Punch, a mix of Everclear, wine, and fruit mixed in a bathtub. I think I first heard of Everclear as part of a loosely defined punch known as jungle juice, typically mixed in either a large cooler or a garbage can. These are really just giant batches of booze intended to get the imbibers drunk, and they work. So much so that Everclear gained a notoriety for it and would be mostly cast in a negative light when reported on in the media, often as a cause for some drunken debauchery or worse that had occurred in a community. Despite this, or perhaps because of it, Everclear enjoyed and still enjoys wide distribution. The fact that it was readily available likely contributed to its market leadership position. It may have also achieved a boost when it was bestowed a Guinness World Record in 1968 for being named the most potent potable. Officially the strongest stuff, consumers likely sought it out by name. The popularity of the spirit has led it to joining popular culture, even in small ways. For me, this is most notable in the name of the spirit being used by the alternative rock band fronted by Art Alexakis that was formed in 1992 in my hometown of Portland, Oregon, Everclear. The band still tours as of this recording. Art Alexakis was quoted as saying he chose the name Everclear for the band because of the misleading nature of the clear liquid that looked harmless like water, but was actually pure white evil. By the fall of 2014, the Spirit brand was looking to shed their frat boy, drunken debauchery image, and for the first time in the brand's history, they launched a major marketing campaign in 2015. This was the Make It Your Own campaign that, as of this recording, they're still supporting. Lest you think the brand just suddenly thought better of their image and wanted to enhance it, what I suspect led to the change was mounting restrictions on the product. Around a dozen U.S. states had banned the 190-proof version of Everclear, which had forced the brand to bottle lower-proof versions. They currently sell a 189-proof version, plus 151-proof and 120-proof in California, to align with various restrictions for jurisdictions around the country. When the Make It Your Own campaign was launched, a representative for Luxco went on record in an interview saying, "We had never done any marketing around Everclear, no promotions, no anything. So how could you possibly talk about it knowing the reputation it has?" They went into research mode and through social listening, simply monitoring and mining social media conversations around Everclear, they found that a lot of the conversation wasn't just around the frat party type environs. It was actually around homemade limoncello and moonshine. And the brand says they thought that was interesting. So Everclear brought on some bartender brand ambassadors to contribute recipes to the new Everclear website and champion the spirit as a DIY friendly ingredient. They even had a session at Tales of the Cocktail in 2015. 3 years after the launch of the Make It Your Own campaign, a much-needed packaging update was introduced. The prior labeling for Everclear featured an ear of corn, a checkered pattern reminiscent of a tablecloth to me, plus a large red warning label at the bottom of the front label. It wasn't super classy. When the new labeling was introduced, Everclear's brand manager said in the press release, "Through this packaging, our goal is to encompass the simple, high-quality, and versatile nature of the product. The brand's new look is clean and modern, while still maintaining the iconic logo, and more in tune with the way consumers and mixologists use the product in the current craft cocktail culture." The designer of the labeling added, "Overall, the aesthetic is modern, yet timeless, with some minor apothecary influences to suggest the purity of the product. We definitely wanted to maintain the iconic diamond logo that many have come to recognize." Everclear has had a presence on social media since around 2015, and I commend their work. It's very in line with the upscale positioning they've pivoted towards. Now, onto how it's made. Everclear is made from corn and perhaps some other available grains, but with corn being the cheapest and most abundant grain in the U.S., it's likely pure corn distillate. Plus, the prior labeling prominently featured an ear of corn. It will be distilled to purity in an industrial-sized column still at one of MGP Ingredients' plants, then shipped bulk by the tankerful to Luxco's St. Louis, Missouri location for bottling. The proper 190-proof version probably goes straight into the bottle. Lower-proof versions for various restricted states will be diluted with pure water prior to bottling. As I've mentioned previously, Everclear at 190-proof or 95% alcohol by volume is the practical limit for distillation of ethanol. This is because as a mixture of ethanol and water reaches a concentration of 95.97% ethanol to water, it forms an azeotrope. This is where the mixture of the two liquids have a constant boiling point and the vapor has the same proportions of constituents as the unboiled mixture. Simply put, you can't separate the two liquids any further. The 95% ABV of Everclear is impressive. Now, onto cocktails and consumption. Everclear is described as an unfinished ingredient. It's a tool, really. Yes, people are going to dump it into a giant punch. It is flammable, so you know you'll see performers using it as for fireballs and stuff like that. Things that are honestly dangerous. The bottle says it is flammable, and indeed, it is fuel-grade flammable. But really, for the use in cocktails and spirits, the very high proof, if you can get the 190 proof, it is excellent for infusing and extractions. You can macerate various fruits into it and create your own liqueurs when you add sugar. Obviously, you want to dilute it before drinking. It's just too high proof to enjoy, but the high proof is necessary to unlock the powers of the alcohol, actually. So it really is a blank canvas, as the bottle says, the back of the label. And the positioning and the website of Make It Your Own, it's got a lot of recipes. So experiment, try them out. So in summary, what do I think of Everclear 190 proof grain alcohol? Honestly, I was surprised to taste it neat, just right out of the bottle. It's interesting. But really, there's a good brand story here too, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed researching this. I listened to some Everclear alt-rock music as well as is researching that little offshoot of the story. It's good as well. Yeah, I enjoy it. It was sort of I didn't know if there's a story here when I picked the bottle up, but I think I found a story and I'm going to experiment with this. I've got a full bottle. Infuse something with it. So that's going to do it for this episode of Liquor and Liqueur Connoisseur. I'm your host, Matt Burchard. Please subscribe and share. Show notes are on liquorandliqueurconnoisseur.com. You can also find the show on your favorite podcast platform. I'm active primarily on social media on Instagram. You can follow me there. And if there is a spirit you'd like to know more about, please do reach out. Give me your feedback. And as always, thank you for listening.